Do you ever have a little building for school?
Yeah, wood shed.
Mm-hmm. What about tools? Where would they be kept?
Well, and most people had a regular tool shed, and some kept them in the barn.
Mm-hmm. And before they had bathrooms inside, what do they call the toilets they had out
there? Outhouse, closets.
Any other names?
They had a thousand names for it, but most of the time they called them toilets or outhouse. Or
any joking names or
outhouse about the only thing I ever heard of y'all.
Mm-hmm. What different buildings did they have on the farm?
Well, most of them, a lot of them had cellars down in the ground, you know, under the house. If they didn't, well, they had they'd build a little room to store a lot of it. Canned stuff out or under a tree or something where it was shady or it'd be cool. And they'd have tool sheds and barns and horse barns and cow lots, feed rooms.
Where would the cow lot be?
It'd usually be around the barn somewhere.
What would they keep in the cellar?
A little room.
They'd store the canned goods.
They'd build a little room?
Room. A lot of them built little rooms and screened them in out under a big oak tree or something because it didn't have a refrigeration where the stuff would stay cool, you know, all the summer.
What did they call those little rooms?
Most of them would call them a storage room for the canned goods.
Did you ever hear them called a dairy?
No, dairy. They had dairy barns, all right, but it was different from where they're storing food and stuff.
Where would they keep milk and butter?
Usually if they had a well, they'd keep it around the well, where it would be cool, where the water could run over it.
What about potatoes and turnips during the winter?
Well, they stored them in potato bins and banks. We used to take them, potatoes, and dig a hole about a foot deep and just pull the dirt out on the edge of it and put pine straw down in there and put those potatoes in there and just mound them up like a straight up to the top and then we'd put pine straw over them, take these palmetto fans and tie them together and hang down over where the water would run off of them and put dirt over the top of them and keep the bank that way. A lot of people put them under the house, anywhere where it was dry.
Where would you store corn?
In the barn.
What part of it?
Well, most everybody had a corn bin in the barn.
But, did you ever hear of a corn barn?
Corn crib, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, corn crib.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used to make them out of logs. And, the last one we had, and just tore it down here a while back, it about rotted down, the corn crib.
That was a separate building?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about a place for storing grain?
Well, but back then, there was a lot of grain you stored it in barrels or whatever you can get, build bins out of wood to store it in. But today, they got regular metal storage bins to put it in.
Did you ever hear of a granary or granary?
Yeah. But most of them was, you know, where there was a grinding feed up at.
What back then?
What do they call that?
Where there was a grinding at mill, a feed mill, or a corn mill.
And the upper part of the barn where you could store hay?
A loft.
Uh-huh. Say when you first cut the hay off a piece of land and you let it dry, and you rake it up into a pile and you take your pitchfork and load it on a wagon. What do you call those little piles that you rake up?
Well, haystacks.
Mm-hmm.
But then most, you know, a lot of windrows, you know, would just put it together in a long row and then just pick it up out of that row.
Did you ever hear of a shock?
A shock is where that's where you put it whenever you're through with it. You just pile it all in one pile and just round it up all the way to the top where the water would run off of it.
And that'd be a shock?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about a stack?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Shocking attack, the same thing. You shock, a lot of the stuff that you shock, like rice and fodder and stuff like that.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back, you can cut it again the same year. You'd call that a
second cut.
Okay. And say a fenced in place out in the pasture where you could
shock. Leave the cattle. A lot of the stuff that you shock is rice, fodder.